today we're going to do an episode about burgers and what I think is the best burger place I've ever been to in my life. It's a place in Oshawa called Mr. Burger. First, want to let you know we've strayed from our normal ways and we're podcasting someplace different.
We're at Razzmatazz in Orillia, which is a
coffee place.
Yeah, a little cafe. And I was eating a raspberry streusel, which is why Tracy delightfully turned the recorder on. Or delightedly turned the recorder on and started announcing ourselves.
I had a butter tart and I finished it much faster because I eat faster and butter tarts are smaller. So, but it was, they were both pretty good. The coffee here is really good. It won't replace Apple Annie's in my heart, but this was kind of out of necessity or convenience because we just went and saw a movie and we're going to see another movie because we decided to do a double feature today. And this was really close, so we thought, well, we've got an hour to kill. Might as well go get a coffee, maybe a snack, and then head back to the movies.
Try the espresso. Oh, it'll make you go fast.
And they have a Jamaica Me Crazy blend here that's really good. But anyway, so, burgers.
Did you do any research about this at all?
I tried. I did. You kind of sprung this one on me today a little bit. I know we've been talking about doing this episode. This was originally supposed to be like episode 3 or 4, I think.
Yeah.
But we just kept putting it off and doing other stuff. Burgers... This is, again, kind of like the buffalo wing. There's no real concise agreement as to how the first burger started. You can go all the way back to the idea that steak tartare, the shredded beef, came from tartars putting meat under their saddles and all that good stuff. Mm. And that the ground meat comes from hamburgs, thus hamburger, that sort of thing.
Like a hamburg sandwich.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different origins to the modern burger. You throw it into Wiki sometime, but it's pretty... clear that it all came out from around the turn of the century, 1900s. Lunch counter kind of origins. There's the classic tale of the impatient chef who was waiting for a meatball to cook and it wasn't cooking fast enough, so he whacked
squished
it
with the...
squished it with a spatula and it cooked faster, and then he served it on a bun and there you go. It doesn't surprise me that it's a distinctly American origin because sandwiches are so big in the States.
Americans want their food fast
and convenient. So that doesn't surprise me at all that you look at anywhere you go, you could get a sandwich. Well, anywhere you go, let's put a bunch of ground meat in a sandwich and we're good to go. We will do a little bit after we talk about Mr. Burger, about fast food burgers, but I want to jump right into the restaurant because it's awesome.
All right, so Mr. Burger is...
in the Dirty Schwa.
On Blair Street South. It's by the 401 exit.
We'll give you an exact address on the... on the Podbean site. And for those of you who haven't gone to Podbean yet and who just download us through iTunes, I really recommend it because you have all the links there that we talk about. We've got a Flickr link up there with any pictures we take of places. We're going to have a ton of pictures from Mr. Burger up because the place has a unique decor.
Right.
So,
well, and you may get the links listed as the show description, but they're clickable on the Podbean site.
Yeah, and you get pictures like the pretty, pretty pulp cover that Sheila did for the Asian double feature. You need to check out Podbean.
Too much time with the free version of Photoshop.
Yes, you need to go check out Podbean. And I personally kind of like web surfing on Podbean for podcasts.
Yeah, you instead can find of more iTunes. Interesting stuff.
I don't know, iTunes is cool to gather your podcast as a podcatcher, but...
if you know exactly what you're looking for,
but
to try and find new stuff,
To browse, it's not very intuitive. It's not as... and I just seem to find better
totally
things.
We totally just talked over ourselves for that.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We do that all the time normally. But I kind of prefer browsing there. Not just because I got an account there and that's where we're running the podcast, but it's just a little bit more like a webpage kind of deal.
Right.
So, Mr. Burger. I never went there until we moved back to Canada. I can't believe Sheila never took me there.
She's so betrayed.
I'm so betrayed.
And literally, hard done by.
When I walked out of the place, I thought I was walking back out onto Merchant Street in Ambridge. Because it's totally different food, but it so reminded me of Johnny's Sandwich Shop. Johnny's Sub Shop that was on, not Merchant Street, it was on Duss Avenue down the street from the high school. It just had that same kind of, like, feel to it, that, like, family-owned kind of thing. It just blew me away, so the decor.
This
is, when you walk in, this is amazing.
It's been there since, the 60s?
60s or 70s.
It was, like, 1958 or 1968. And the guy that started it is big, huge... Elvis and 1950s like rock and roll fan.
No.
So, as soon as you walk in to your right, there's this mannequin that's dressed in one of Elvis's suits that's actually certified that Elvis did indeed at one point in time own this suit.
And it's skinny Elvis too, by the
way. Yeah, it's young Elvis, not old bloaty Elvis.
Yeah, not lounge singer Elvis, so. It's something else to walk into.
There's license plates from all over North America, pretty much. There's lots of different Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and Jimmy Dean.
Memorabilia.
Sorry, James Dean. You say Jimmy Dean, people think sausage, but...
Sausage. Yeah, it's just one of those places where, again, it wears its history on its walls. And the owner decided this is what he was going to do. And there's not just the Elvis mannequin. There's a bunch of his belt buckles up all over the place.
There's
a bunch of old records, 45s and 33s or whatever.
Yeah, they have the old, like, the single that you used to get on a record stuck to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Decorate the ceiling tiles.
It's a neat place to go into. If you're pretty much our age enough, you'll definitely get a kick out of it. I really want to take my parents there when they come to visit us.
Yeah.
I think my dad will, one, the food's good, and two, he'll just walk around and be like, oh, it's so cool looking. I remember that record when it came out.
Yeah, for real.
So it's a neat, neat place. Now, on to the important part. Oh, for the rest of the decor. It looks like your average, almost like a Subway, the rest of it. You've got your chairs and tables fixed to the ground. I mean, it looks like a fast food place.
Yeah, it's really stripped down, but what's on the walls is pretty exotic.
Yeah, it's functional. So you walk up, you order at the counter at the register. The menu is all grill food.
Pretty much. They've
burgers.
Got a big griddle in the back.
Oh, and the griddle. It's not like your flat, normal griddle, like a short order cook griddle. It's a flame griddle.
Yeah.
It's got, like, grates on it, and there is fire coming up from underneath it, which is one of the reasons why the burgers taste so good.
Yes.
Burgers are something that are made to be cooked with fire.
Flame.
Burgers cooked any other way are a heresy. Yes, White Castle, I'm talking to you.
I'm looking in your direction.
God.
There's little abominations in the freezer case in the States.
Stupid steamed burgers. Anyway.
Now we know how Tracy feels.
So, that is a definite plus in my book. You walk in and they're cooking with real fire.
Yeah.
The menu is pretty affordable.
Yeah, it's like
it's six
diner
bucks
style like food, so yeah.
Actually, $6-$7 something for the combo that comes with the fries and
right,
the burger.
Right, you're looking around $5 for a sandwich. By the time you order a sandwich, get fries and a drink, you're looking at probably like around, what, $7-$8 a person?
Yeah, sometimes closer
about
to
that,
$10.
Depending on how extravagant you want to get, depending how much bacon you want to get on it.
Like if you get a banquet burger, it's a couple of bucks more because you get the cheese and the bacon and everything.
Yeah.
A banquet burger for our American listeners, that's a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Don't want to confuse anyone. So, very affordable. It's almost the same price as going to McDonald's, maybe a dollar or two more.
And worth it.
Much more worth it. Though I have to say McDonald's almost redeemed themselves, but we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
So it was, the food is amazing. The burgers are your standard all-beef patty kind of burger, but they're huge.
Yeah.
They're freaking monstrous. They're about, oh, good, 6 inches across almost?
Yeah, probably.
It's
we
like
have pictures.
Size, we have pictures. It's like the size of a Whopper, but you know how a Whopper's paper thin? A Whopper's maybe not even a quarter inch thick. This is like getting a double Whopper, but all in the same patty. The meat's fantastic. They flame grill it.
It's pretty much all like quarter pounders, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's at least a quarter pounder. And it's grilled to order.
And then they top it with whatever you want.
And they do it in front of you, too. There's no like mysterious little back room where they're doing God knows what to your burger. They're like making it right in front of you, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's all the standard burger fixings.
Yep. And also a great or an important point is they do deliver.
Yes, they do takeout and delivery.
And it's a good place to get good food fast.
Yes. And the buns, this is what makes the burger. This is what makes Mr. Burger the top in my mind. The best burger I think I've ever had in my life. I don't know where they get them. I don't know who supplies them. They're not like a Wonder Bread bun. They're like a fresh, soft bun.
Yeah. It's not quite crusty like a Kaiser, but it definitely has like a fluffy white interior and a golden brown
exterior.
Toothy.
Yeah,
like
there's a little bit of a crust to it, but it's nothing that would make you go, ugh.
It's not super crusty, but it is indeed textured.
It's delicious. And it's, when you get the burger, it's not too greasy, but it has juice still in it. It has a little bit of grease going in the burger still.
Well, the natural juice is from the meat. It hasn't been like squished and squashed.
They aren't dried out hockey pucks of burgers.
Yeah.
But when you get that burger with some cheese and the crispy bacon, and then they grill the bacon before they put it on the burger, I love that too. I'm watching the guy and he's like slapping the cooked bacon on the griddle to heat it up.
Crisp it
up a little bit. So you get nice crispy bacon, melted cheddar cheese on top. With this monster burger patty that's nice and juicy on top of this fresh bun with a little bit of lettuce and tomato, and that when you bite it, it all just kind of melts together.
Yeah.
It's an experience. It's a messy burger. It's going to drip all over the place, but it's worth it. it's the ultimate in fast food without being a chain. I love
yeah.
it. The fries are standard fries. The poutine wasn't bad, though.
Yeah.
The poutine was pretty much, I'd give it a,
well, they used actual cheese curds, yeah, so there's a plus.
Yeah, they used real cheese curds. It wasn't bad poutine. So, but then, the coup de grace are the milkshakes.
Tracy's kryptonite.
I need a moment.
As far back as I can remember, when I was a teenager, we'd order Mr. Burger. We'd either all pile in somebody's car that was able to drive and go there, or we'd order and get them to bring it to us. And the milkshakes. I love strawberry milkshakes. They're not quite as much strawberry as there used to be in them. It used to be that you'd get, like, pieces of strawberry stuck in the straw, but they're still mighty fine milkshakes. They still do use real strawberries. They just don't put as much chunky stuff into them.
It's not mystery shake. It's not the mysterious powder or liquid that goes in a machine and makes funky noises. And it's real milk, real ice cream. I have to go in armed with my lactaid whenever we go, but it's worth it. They're fantastic milkshakes, and they have a banana milkshake.
Mm.
Any place that has a banana anything is always just earns a place in my heart.
Right.
There's nothing greater in the world than a banana.
And they have a milkshake machine.
It's like not an alcove. Like,
yes. There's not enough room behind the counter for the milkshake machine, so it's kind of around at the other side of the dining room.
It's to the right of the door. The counter to order's to the left. The milkshake machine's in its, like, own little alcove to the right. It's so cool.
Now, do they have a window in that alcove?
They do have a window. I don't know if they ever use it or not.
I don't know if you can, like, walk up and just get a milkshake from there in the summertime.
I've never seen anybody actually, like, manning the milkshake station unless somebody orders one, so I'd say not.
Maybe it used to be like that.
I think it might be like that. That might have been like their ice cream counter. I don't know if they still do that or not.
Yeah.
We'll find out this summer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, and just for the burger milkshake combo, there's hands down. You want good, greasy fast food style food without being fast food. Gotta hit Mr. Burger in Oshawa.
Yes.
On the scale of 1 to 5 of fullness, the Aaron scale of 5 Aaron's actually full, 3 is a normal person, this place is about a 3.5, almost a 4.
Yeah.
The burgers are huge. The fries aren't, like, giant portions, but they're generous. If you get a burger and a fry, you're going to be a very full person.
Yeah.
In fact, we've kind of made the decision. We just want each a burger and we'll split an order of fries, because otherwise it's just too much food.
You just end up wasting it.
Yeah, you can't reheat fries and take them home.
Nope.
All you can do is take them home and feed them to the dog, and the dog doesn't need it.
No, he doesn't need any more french fries.
No. But I'm really excited about Mr. Burger. I'm happy I could finally, like, get the word out.
Right.
Woo! So, check out the site for pictures of it.
So, what's your favorite burger from the States, then?
Well, I have a deep, dark secret. I used to hate hamburgers.
It's true. What did you used to call them?
Meatloaf in disguise.
And now, what are you saying?
All the wasted years. I've never liked hamburgers. Sheila used to get them, and I'd say, hey, give me a bite of that. I want to see if I still hate them. Take a bite. I'm like, yep, can't stand them still. And I figured out, we ended up getting burgers from Aldi's, just your prepackaged frozen burgers, and I was cooking them for her, and I'm grilling them. I'm like, wow, that smells really good. Maybe I like them now. And we figured out I didn't like hamburgers because most of my experiences with hamburgers were the gross griddle fried ones that are greasy and tasteless.
Instead of actually grilled.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like burgers that haven't hit a grill. If it's been like a McDonald's burger, I don't like it. It never came in contact with fire.
And smoke.
The smoke is important, that greasy, smoky stuff. But once I figured that out, well, you would have thought I would have discovered this working at Burger King for how long when I was in high school and part of college?
Especially no. Since they have the magic box of griddling and smoking.
Yeah, but they also have the magic box of chicken. That was really good, too. So it was, that's my deep, dark secret. My favorite States burger would probably be that peppercorn ranch burger from Cheddar's.
Mm.
Cheddar's is a chain. I think it's not a huge chain. It's not like Applebee's or something. There was one in Morgantown. And what was the plaza it was called? And it's up by the new Walmart they built just a couple years ago, and Target and all that.
Give me a second, I'll think of it.
Do, 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 do. She'll think of it later.
And then I'll
It was
gesture.
The plaza in Granville, as soon as you get off the Star City exit. Anyway, if you're from Morgantown, you've probably been to Cheddar's. They have a really good peppercorn ranch burger. It's a good burger, good thick burger with ranch, obviously lettuce, tomato, all that good stuff, some ranch on it, and lots of pepper, like cracked, almost whole peppercorns, but you crack a tooth on it, so they're broken up a bit. And they get those little onion straws, and they put those on it.
Mm.
And that was a tasty
burger. For Canadian listeners, what are onion straws?
Onion straws are little, thin, tiny bits of onion that have been batter dipped, like strings of onion that have been batter dipped and fried.
So it's kind of like an onion ring, but in Crumbly form?
Crumbly form, yes. More of a crumbly form.
I don't think that they're that popular here that we actually know what they were.
We need to change that. We need a restaurant. We need to call it Onion Straws.
Onion Straws.
You can do so many tasty things with those little onion crunchy bits. But yeah, damn good burger. Other than that, I mean, I will confess I like Burger King sometimes. But we've also found some more Tracy Kryptonite here in Canada.
Harvey's!
Harvey's is so good.
Now here's the programming working. Harvey's makes your hamburger a beautiful thing.
That's the jingle for those of you who are from the States. Or not from the States, but from someplace besides Canada. So let's just bring into fast food.
Sure.
It's not all evil.
As long as it still has the main components of regular food, it's not evil. As soon as you start adulterating it to try and make it stretch farther, it's no better than the swill that people used to serve disreputably in the Old West.
I think we should pause on that note and pick this up in the car waiting for the movie, because I think they want to close.
Yeah, probably.
We'll be right back. Probably with less background noise.
Okay, we're back.
Yes, we are. We're back. Parked in front of the theater because Razzmatazz wanted to close.
Which, I know. I don't blame him. We did kind of walk in not long before closing. So, fast food. We're going to rank it from, I think, most evil to the least evil fast food. Because all fast food's pretty evil.
Mm,
some true. Of it can be healthy, but it's kind of hard.
Right. So,
I'd say, what do you think is the most heinous of fast food?
Probably McDonald's.
McTrash.
McTrash.
McDonald's is all-time worst fast food ever. Everybody has fond memories of it as a kid, though.
That's because when you're a kid, you don't know any better.
Yeah.
And it hits on your fat tooth, your primordial little thing.
It's all the sugar and lard.
The little deep-down lizard brain inside your little child head that says, ooh, I should probably stock up in case there isn't any more food later. If it's greasy, fat, salty, or sweet, that'll pack on the fat and I'll be able to live through everything.
Yeah, I can totally see that being the case. And I think the advertising works. Ronald McDonald's a cute little character. Everyone's like, yay, clowns! Except for, like, you know, Jamie.
Right. Well, you have that, and then you also have the association of treat and parental love.
Yes.
I mean, there's no getting around it. Everyone's going to have issues. Some people have whole volumes. But when it comes to McDonald's, that's where every parent takes their kid whenever they did a good job, for a treat, whenever they're celebrating something. You make that association in your mind of McDonald's equals luxury in your little 8-year-old mind. Like, if you could eat at McDonald's every day, you'd want to. That's what the big pimping would be for an 8-year-old.
Except for me. My family was weird. I mean, we went to McDonald's once in a while, but again, I was anti-hamburger even as a child. So my big treat when we went to McDonald's was I got a fish sandwich. With no tartar sauce. And I remember one time my mom, I went to get shots. I was a kid. I still had to finish out my little, like, vaccine regimen to go to school. And she took me to get shots, and I didn't cry, so she took me to McDonald's and got me a fish sandwich.
Mm.
How many little kids, that's like their big treat. I'm getting a fish sandwich, yay!
You know what they call a fish sandwich in Canada?
What?
A poisson.
Anyway.
Just kidding. That's only on the French side of the wrapper.
Okay, so, back to McDonald's. So, I mean, it's not that it's evil. It's just, it's everywhere. It's homogenized. It all tastes the same. If you want to go someplace where you know exactly what you're getting, because all the McDonald's are the same, it's not a bad choice. I have to admit, you know, in China, I was kind of excited to see a McDonald's.
Mm.
Because it was nice to get some Western food once in a while.
And I'm not going to say that the meat isn't meat, because it is.
It's so thin.
It's just
thin.
It's thin, and it's super, super processed, so it's so soft. It's almost like it's, like, filled with air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been, like, whipped full of air to make it soft.
It's so meat mousse patties.
You eat it, and then half an hour later, like bad Chinese food, you're hungry again.
Yes.
It's, like, it's so easy to digest that...
Oh, the French fries just... Everything just goes right through you. It's terrible. And the French fries used to be great. Until they changed from the lard. I know lard is bad for you, but they changed from lard to whatever they use now, and it's not the same. The McDonald's breakfast has some redeeming qualities.
McDonald's breakfast is pretty much the same breakfast that you would get at home, which is why, as far as fast food breakfast goes, I like it a lot. The eggs are regular eggs. It's not like they're synthetic eggs or something.
Burger King, we're looking at you.
Well, Burger King uses real eggs, but they're liquid eggs, right? Oh,
we'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, my. Well, because I've worked at McDonald's,
and Tracy's worked at Burger King. So we've got the scoop.
So, well, I worked breakfast at McDonald's, so...
I did all of it.
To be honest, I mean, breakfast at McDonald's is pretty good. Yeah. The sausage patties are pretty much comparable to what you'd get at the supermarket. I mean, there's not much more you can do to sausage to make it go further. It's already pretty much...
Pancakes are pancakes.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
The muffins are muffins. Now, the thing I miss the most up here is, in Canada, I guess it's... I was spoiled being in the deep south of the Pittsburgh area. They don't have sausage biscuits!
Well, biscuits in general are pretty hard to come by here.
Yeah.
It's all, like, English muffins, and that's
bagels.
It. And bagels.
And bagels. That's what you get when you go to McDonald's. I'm heartbroken. I used to love just getting a plain sausage biscuit and a large diet soda, large diet Coke, and I was a happy woman. And I guess that would be where I would get the whole, like, associate love with McDonald's thing. Because when I was a kid and my sister got her driver's license, if she took me to school because she was taking the car to school that day, sometimes she'd stop at McDonald's and get breakfast for me. And I was like, yay! Because breakfast at a fast food place was a total luxury as a kid. My parents never went out for breakfast like that. We always had breakfast in. Mm-hmm. Even on vacation. If we were going to eat out for breakfast on vacation, it was like Waffle House. Which is awesome. We're going to do a Waffle House episode, don't worry. We'll do a waffle episode. Oh. But so McDonald's, mostly evil. Breakfast is pretty tasty, obviously, for those of you, the two people who live under a rock and have stumbled on our podcast and have never gone to McDonald's. But they've redeemed themselves lately, because we had, it was, I don't know if it's a Canadian thing or not, it was like a chicken sandwich on a ciabatta bun.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was real chicken breast, not fried.
Not processed. In chicken breast forms.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, looked like a chicken breast. It was chicken breast.
Like the McRib. Which, yeah. Is like processed meat in the shape of a rib, then fried.
So gross.
But anyway.
And it had a ciabatta bun, and it tasted like food.
Now, this is the place, the McDonald's that's by my mom's place. It's on Ritson Road in Oshawa.
It's by the Half Price Bookstore.
Yeah. And the last time I was in there, it looked like a regular McDonald's. This time when we went in there, it
swank.
I know. What is the? It's like they're trying to like jazz up fast food or something. They had a fireplace. They had a bloody fireplace in the thing. It looked like a freaking steakhouse on the inside.
It did. It was a really swank McDonald's. I was like, hey,
the booths
you
were all like
here?
Nice, and it did not look like that the last time I was there. You know, which is a couple years ago. Because usually I think we've gone through the drive-thru the past couple times we've been there. If my sister wanted something, so I'm like, whoa, what's the deal with this? They're trying to make McDonald's all like. I don't know,
upscale.
Welfare chic? Like, what?
Welfare chic?
Well, I mean...
I guess at some point the owner had... maybe he had money in his budget for repairs and everything was up to date, and he decided to blow the budget on updating the restaurant.
I guess, but I have never seen a McDonald's be that swanky on the inside.
No, it's like that one we stopped on the way to Toronto that was like this massive two-floor McDonald's. With the guys. It was actually a nice McDonald's, too.
And they had like a vending machine bay.
Yeah.
It was like this room just filled with vending machines.
It was like a rest stop, but not. So, but McDonald's is definitely the evilest. The second evil, what would you say?
Probably Taco Bell.
As much as I'm
loath to say it. And it's not that the meat is going to be like dog food grade. It's just very processed.
Well, it
and
depends.
If it's not made right, it tastes like crap.
It depends on the Taco Bell. Some are really good. And it's not even like a Canadian versus American
thing. No. It varies.
We've been the good ones
from,
in the States.
Yeah, it varies from franchise to franchise. Because if they don't, because the meat's like steamed in a bag. And if they don't do it right, man, does it taste like crap. It's all watery and horrible and
it's
there's
like
no
meat
flavor.
Paste. It's you can't tell the difference between that and the refried beans.
Refried brains?
Yes, brains.
But Taco Bell brains. Is like a total guilty pleasure for me. It is probably the trashiest food on the planet, but I love the taste of it.
She does. She begs to go there whenever we're in Oshawa, because we don't have one in Orillia. The closest one's in Barrie.
Yeah, we have four A&Ws, one McDonald's, one KFC, no Taco Bell.
Two KFCs, but I'm not driving half an hour for a crappy taco. I'll make you good tacos at home with good meat from the butcher. But Taco Bell, yeah. I dig Taco Bell sometimes. I like to get the Mexican pizza without beans on it. I don't like refried beans. Never been a fan of them. You just don't refry them. Just leave them as they are as beans, and they're good.
See, I like them. They taste like a dip to me, so.
It's a texture thing. I'm a texture person.
But you know, it doesn't matter where you go. Refried beans are still the same. It's not like Taco Bell has bad refried beans.
Yeah.
There's not much really to it. You take black beans, you smush them up after you cook them.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the really nice Mexican places that we went to in the States, it's
still the same. Yeah.
It's not like they're bad refried beans. You just don't like them.
Yeah. And the gorditas and chalupas, yeah, they're not bad. But Taco Bell, I can take or leave it. I think personally, if the McDonald's chicken sandwiches are getting that good, Taco Bell may be the most evil in my mind. Just for nasty, gross food. Next up would be progressing from most evil to least evil, so not quite as evil and horrible. I'd say Burger King.
Probably.
They have good and bad, and it depends what you get.
Yeah, it totally depends on what you get.
I mean, you get a Whopper, it's a thin patty, but it's grilled at least. At some point, it goes through the magic box, comes out the other end. I say magic box because they don't trust their employees to cook the food. They have a broiler box with a conveyor belt, like some pizza places have.
Yeah.
And you put the frozen meat patty on one side, you put the buns underneath for the toaster, and then they all spit out at the other end.
There's some assembly required.
That when you go to work at Burger King, that's usually the first thing they put you on. They're like, you're working broiler. And you go and just sit there and put meat on it all day.
You're the monkey with the stick.
Yes. It is a brainless job. It's very sad when you're the person at Burger King that they don't trust to do anything but work the broiler.
Wow. Yeah. They must be special.
Yes, they are. So it's, and some of their food's good. The chicken sandwiches, it depends on the chicken sandwich. If it hasn't gone through the broiler, I'm not inclined to eat it because it's very processed. I like the chicken fries even though they're processed.
They're kind of weird.
They're weird, but sometimes they're tasty if you're really craving chicken and you're really craving processed food. I like their french fries better than McDonald's, though.
Nowadays, yeah. It seems like they have more flavor.
Better. They have a little more flavor.
Well, didn't you say there was like a big mystery fry
the
campaign?
Stealth fries. Back in the 90s, they had like tested a bunch of fries to see if they could compete with the McDonald's fries. And they had these boxes that would come into the restaurant. They were called stealth fries. And they were great. Hmm. And I think that's eventually what ended up being the real Burger King fries that we have now. And the milkshakes at all these places, if you get a milkshake, it's going to be the milkshake machine crap.
Mm.
Which isn't as good. I used to love them, but I've gotten a little more discriminating in my old age, because if I'm going to eat something that bad for me, it better be pretty darn tasty.
True that.
What's the high point of Burger King? I know you were really fond of the Angry Whoppers when they had those.
Oh, the Angry Whoppers are delicious. I love them.
Oh.
So angry.
Rodeo burgers.
Yeah.
Burger King, in
Canada, they didn't have those.
They didn't have them ever. They would do these, like, random promotions for these burgers that they would have periodically called Rodeo Burgers. And all it is a cheeseburger with, instead of having the ketchup, pickle, mustard, it would have a couple fried onion rings and cheese and barbecue sauce. Really good. And
they sometimes still be on the menu. They wouldn't be listed, but you could ask them for it and they'd definitely make you one.
Yeah. And we used to just sometimes, if they didn't have them, just order onion rings for a side.
And then just make your own.
Yeah.
And get a whole bunch of barbecue sauce.
So next up would be from most evil to least evil.
Would you say like what? Because we've probably got like KFC and Wendy's left.
Yeah, KFC, Wendy's, and there's like Subway and Quiznos and all those places. KFC and Wendy's, I say tie for least evil. Because the food can be very bad for you depending what you get. Like artery clogging good. But
like the Baconator versus
like food.
The fried chicken.
Yeah.
It's the least tampered with, probably, food.
Yeah. Wendy's is good. Their chili kicks butt. I can always go for some Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm like trying to be healthy and keep from going from one of those Vi fat chicks to one of those Vi whale chicks, I will totally indulge in Wendy's chili. Their fries are meh. I don't know.
Eh.
None of the fast food fries are very good, to be honest.
That's because they're the closest. They're the furthest thing from potatoes that you could probably
find. Yeah, with the exception of like Pringles. Let's make potato chips by grinding them up, reconstituting them, and forming them into chips.
Yeah,
know?
It's like instant mashed potatoes that have been
made into chips,
fried. Yeah, exactly.
Really crunchy potato patties.
Well, that's why they can't
call them chips.
They have to call them like potato crisps.
They're crisps. Yes,
and not in the British sense.
No,
in the
reconstituted
potato flake sense.
Yeah, and KFC actually, I'd say, is higher up than Wendy's because they're real food. The only thing there that's, pretty processed is the mashed potatoes.
They're probably instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's not that bad.
No, they taste pretty good. I like them. I haven't tried the grilled KFC yet, though. Kind of curious about that.
Yeah, I'd be interested to try that.
Yeah. Now, at the upper
Tracy saw finally the coleslaw that they serve at KFC in Canada.
Oh my god, it's green! Like lime, like key lime pie green. They call it Dixie slaw. I've been to the South. We lived on the edge of the South.
Like
we never saw coleslaw look like that.
Well, now you know why I don't look like it. It's like chipped cabbage that's been... It's
food colored?
I don't know what the deal is with that. I know is that it's disgusting.
Yes, it's like key lime green. You go to a KFC in the States and it looks like coleslaw. It's got some white and some green and some carrot in it. It looks like what you would
get. Regular coleslaw.
Yeah, regular coleslaw. Like church picnic coleslaw, not like minced green goo. It scares me. More than normal coleslaw does, so not a fan.
I mean, you could probably scoop it onto, like, an ice cream cone and walk around with it. That's how twisted it is.
I just imagine, like, a coleslaw snow cone.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Can I have mine with extra carrot? No.
You.
So, I would say KFC is one of the better fast food places, though, in terms of lack of processing. But Hardee's. We talked about Harvey's. Hardee's is, like,
Harvey's with the D.
Evil twin in the States. For the Canadians, Hardee's is a fast food chain that actually was running into some problems a couple of decades ago, back in the 90s, and they got bought by Carl Jr.?
Yeah.
So now it's like Carl's Hardee's or whatever.
Yeah, Carl Jr.'s Hardee's or something.
And they got
good. Do they
own
Jack in the Box as well or no?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's an East Coast chain. They got really good, though. Like, their burgers are as good as Harvey's. They're different texture because Harvey's patties here have, it's like a meat blend.
Mm.
It's a different texture because they actually put, like, a not a binder, but you know how sometimes people make burgers with, like, a little bit of, like, egg and maybe a touch of breadcrumbs in it? That's what a Harvey's burger's like.
Yeah.
A Hardee's burger. Yeah. Harvey's with a V. A Hardee's burger is just the pure beef thing, and they're freaking huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're... I remember the commercials in the States about them. We're talking about, like, how people are trying to... Like, most fast food places are trying to make burgers thinner and thinner and thinner to get people to pay more for less all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we're going to give you more, because that's what you want. And they come under pretty strict criticism and pretty rapid fire about the caloric intake of just some of their burgers alone. And that wasn't even including the fries on the side.
Yeah, the burgers...
It was, like, 2,000 calories or something ridiculous like that.
One of them was, like, a 1,200-calorie burger, I thought.
That's it's, like half it's what you should have in a day.
Yeah, 800, 1,200 calories a burger is just insane. But they're good. Don't get the... They had a double stacker. I mean, it was
Holy cow, three quarters
of a pound of meat. Who needs that? Two-thirds. It was two-thirds
of a pound.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just crazy. But they're really tasty burgers. They cook them fresh when you go in. They do their milkshakes out of real milk, real ice cream.
Yeah, they have like a little ice cream counter in there that if you want to get ice cream, you can get it. Or they use that as well for their milkshakes.
I don't even really consider it fast food, except that it looks like a fast food restaurant when you go in. Their food
it's more like a diner chain.
Yeah, it's like, almost like a diner chain.
Like a sandwich or a lunch counter shop.
It would be like if Mr. Burger were a fast food chain, that would be the closest thing to compare it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Very close to a Mr. Burger burger. If you like a Hardee's burger, you'd love a Mr. Burger burger. Now, we mentioned Harvey's, haven't really said anything about it. It's a Canadian chain that I consider, again, as good as Hardee's.
Well, Harvey's is, I don't know how long it's been around, since at least the 60s. And their thing is that they make the burger fresh in front of you. And I remember when I was a kid, one of the things I hated about McDonald's was, like, you pretty much had to take what they were going to put on it.
Yeah.
Including those really nasty, reconstituted little onions that taste horrible and are very, very strong.
And the tartar sauce.
Exactly. And if you were going to ask for something not on it, it would, like, slow your order up immensely, and your parents would get all mad at you.
Yeah.
Because they're like, just eat it!
Do you know how many times I had to scrape the nasty tartar sauce off of McDonald's fish? Oh, foul, foul stuff.
Yeah. I'm so like, why can't I just order it plain? It'd be faster for them to make. And they're like, well, it's already made, so here you go.
Yeah, pretty gross. But Harvey's, it's like Subway, but with burgers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good
stuff.
You
order it, they take the meat off the grill, put it on a bun, and say, okay, what do you want on it? And they've got 3 to 6 really big salad bowls of stacked with pickles and one stacked with tomatoes
and onions,
lettuce.
And there's relish. They have bottles of relish. And
they have the condiment spinner of, like, ketchup, mustard.
Barbecue sauce. Mayonnaise. They've got a whole bunch of stuff. Really good burgers. I love going to Harvey's. So if you come north, check it out. Their poutine's not bad.
Yeah.
Poutine's not bad either. Their fries aren't bad. They're not, like, chip truck fries, but they're pretty darn good.
Right.
So I consider them almost not quite fast food.
You can get Frings, which is french fries and onion rings mixed together.
Now we can break off into the sandwich fast food places that you may or may not get a burger at, depending what their franchise sells. I mean, there's Subway, which is really good. I don't even consider it fast food.
Right. And Quiznos, same thing.
I don't even consider that fast food anymore. It's so good. It's so fresh. So not as processed. Like, Subway, kind of processed meat, but they've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
And they bake their bread there and everything. You know, good stuff. Quiznos is just to die for if you want a fresh sandwich and you're looking for a chain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Toasty.
Though we will be doing a podcast in the near future about a sandwich place we just found downtown in Orillia.
Mm.
And it's like Quiznos, not as a chain, and better.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that podcast. We're going to have to do some more research, though. Eat there 4 or 5 more times.
Maybe even podcast from there.
Oh, yes. So.
While I'm sipping on a beer.
So, yeah, there's your history, your basic history of a burger, an awesome burger joint up here, a quick rundown of what we think of most fast food. And it's not that I think chains are evil. Chains can be very good. I think it's what they do to the food that's very bad. And the bigger the chain, the more they try to keep it all the same, the more the food suffers.
Yeah. The more they try and adulterate so that it goes further.
Arby's! I put them smack in the middle, right around Burger King.
Yeah, it depends on what you get, because sometimes you can get some, like, super gristly, nasty processed sandwiches from there.
Yeah, but the Jamocha milkshakes are really good, even though they're mystery milkshakes.
So,
good stuff.
One of my favorite memories of burgers has to be in the summertime when I was a little kid and my mom would break out the charcoal grill and the smell of that through the air and how tasty and greasy.
Fluid.
Well, and how tasty and greasy and smoky the burgers were. And that to me is one of the great memories of summertime.
See, for me it was hot dogs. I didn't like burgers and my sister didn't like hot dogs. So my parents had a fight on their hands whenever they grilled out. They had to do both or one of us wasn't going to eat.
Mm.
That was always fun. Oh, nice crunchy hot dog off the grill. I like mine kind of charcoaly with all the cancer stuff on it.
Darn near burned.
Yes, darn near burned.
Well,
that's about it.
I don't think there's much more to say. I mean, hamburgers.
That was the down and dirty burger episode.
Yeah, hamburgers are pretty simple. I mean, meat on a bun.
Go for a local place if you can find one. Go for, if you can't find one, look for a Harvey's or Hardee's. If you can't, settle for Burger King. I consider the burger one of those things like a hot roast beef sandwich when you go in someplace at a restaurant, you gauge the restaurant overall by how they do their burgers.
Yeah.
If you screw up a burger, you've got serious issues.
For real.
This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zwei Fat Chicks podcast.